Hello. Today the church celebrates Friday of the fifth week of Lent, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 10, verses 31 to 42. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You are a man making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say to the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world, 'Blasphemes because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Both Jeremiah from today's first reading and Jesus faced persecution for challenging those who prioritized rituals and rules over people. These individuals were not inherently bad, but their devotion to laws had become so rigid that they no longer reflected God's mercy. When religious rules are applied rigidly, they can become like idols and be misused as a means to judge every action. Certain religious followers may find false security in fixed, unchangeable rules. Jesus teaches us that the two greatest commandments are to love God and to love our neighbor. By following these commandments, we become more Christ-like and are confident that our lives are fulfilling the purpose that God intended.